Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm a little late tonight, sorry about that. I've been caught up with all kinds of things today, and then coming up with a show and trying to follow a theme, it's been a challenge today. But I did manage to find some stuff near the end of the wee hours of the morning. The other day we were talking about Ireland, you know, the water quality of Ireland. So a friend of mine up in London, Ontario, you know, she had the same ionizer that they had in Ireland. So she ran the test, she filmed it, and the shit that was coming out of the water in London, Ontario was crazy. It was just crazy. The nanoparticles were actually assembling inside the water. It looked like this black, but probably what it was black carbon. Not necessarily graphene. See, everyone's been so fixated on the idea that everything is graphene. There is so many different types of carbon out there that's floating around in the atmosphere, C60, C50, C125, black carbon, methane, and so forth and so on. So everyone's got this fixation with graphene. But there are other forms of carbon out there, and one of them is called black carbon. And where you get black carbon, one of the places you get black carbon is from smokestacks, coal smokestacks, or fires burning throughout the planet. I couldn't figure out at first why the fires are going on the planet, and they're expanding. They're not a little bit. And then one of my maps, one of my radar maps got taken down. I can't get the fire radar going again. In Canada, the fire has been expanding from west it's east of Alaska, like in Yukon, all the way across Inuit, down to Saskatchewan, Alberta, some parts of Quebec and Ontario, some parts as far as New Brunswick. And it's every day, it's more and more. Same in the United States. You know, might be in the little southwest, now it's all across the country. Mexico is being burned up as well. Australia goes on and on and on. So black carbon is being formed by the global fires that are being set. They've been all screaming at us about carbon and the carbon footprint. We got to quit eating cows. We got to quit eating chickens. We got to quit eating animals. We got to eat cockroaches. We got to eat bugs. We got to eat grubs. Well, this is in the water as well. And you can see it assemble when the ionic fields are in there. They will cluster. They will aggregate or agglomerate. And then when they get around the field, because the mass of the carbon increases, it becomes more attractive. But it's not necessarily the carbon that's doing the attraction, because in the water as well, maybe other materials that are magnetic that attaches itself to the carbon, which then acts as a collector and creates a certain morphology or a change in its atomic construction. Or its chemical construction. So anyway, she filmed it. She sent me the thing. I said, I'm going to talk about it. Now I'm going to talk something a little bit about the ionizers too. This is at best going to give you an approximation, because she did several tests with this ionizer, and the iron coating on the one bar let go. It started rusting, literally. So a lot of that rust contamination was also going in the water. Now it didn't happen at the first or second one, or if it did, it was very slight. But the other materials in the water were actually surfacing and being released. This is London, Ontario, Canada. This is one of the more affluential cities of the country. They're drinking shitty water. Now, they would be drinking shitty water for a lot of reasons. One, the farms there, like all around London, you know, Byron, Dorchester, north of London, going south. It's pretty much all farmland all around London, Ontario. So a lot of the water table would be contaminated by the pesticides and the chemicals that the farmers are using to spray the fields. that would go down into the groundwater and eventually get into the lakes, streams, or rivers that are around it. And again, this can create a problem on the endocrine system. It can create a problem on the brain, can create a problem in the organs, can create on a cellular level, genetic level, DNA level, mitochondrial level. Again, and I was talking to some friends of mine, and I was posting that with this heat wave going on, you know, all this heat that we're all feeling, this is all being done on purpose, all of it. This is all ground wave radiation. This is all radiation on a magnetic level, whether it be an EMF, ELF, whatever, bouncing frequencies from the sky down to the earth. You know, and you look at the equator is almost like it has a parallel, like a tube or a square or parallelogram going across the center of the earth, because it's almost even all the way across. Some might say it might be a normal phenomenon. I don't think so. Nothing is that uniform. But we're dealing with this heat, this radiation. So what do people do when they get hot? If you ain't got a swimming pool, if you can't get access to a lake or a river or an ocean or a seaside, what do people do to get cool? Usually hop in the tub, right? Turn the water on, and away you go. Now, I think this is a well-orchestrated plan to create this dynamic where people would go in and use the water table. Because I was talking to another friend down in Missouri, and she found some research or report that they are tapping the water, fresh water supply from the underneath, draining the water. And what's going in on the surface is all the polluted stuff going in that's being collected. So in our email, she's saying, well, it's incredible, because if you're in the tub, you're going to absorb this shit through the skin. If you drink it, you're absorbing it through the digestive system. I says, yeah. Now, they have not left any stone unturned here. They are determined to kill us. You know, you've heard now we got the ninja virus. The ninja. Ooh. You know, the ninja. Oof. Gonna cut your head off. Oof. Ninja. This reason that they are creating this virus, creating this morphology, creating this illusion, is because people are now starting to die from the previous injections that they've been giving them. They are timing these things specifically. So, okay, school, I said this on many shows, I've been saying this, that, you know, the spring break is over. Spring break is over. Summer holiday is winding down. Get prepared to come back to the new semester of bullshit. We are now going to make you wear the mask. You see the head of the WHO, he's putting his little diaper on his face. Doesn't he look so cute? The little diaper on the guy's face. Ooh, he's so cute. What a diaper. You know, diaper head. He wants to make sure that you see him wearing his little diaper. Oh, because the ninja virus is coming. It's coming. Oh. Ninja virus. Now we're going to go into Japanese mythology. That'll be the next thing we're going to go into. I'm not saying ninjas are mythological. They're not. But we have been using Greek mythology, mythological titles for these last few. I figure we're going to be heading into the Centaurian. That's another thing I've been hearing lately. So we're going to have the Centaurian virus come in. And we're going to have probably another Greek god or whatever. A disease named after one of them, and they'll be coming, probably an Artemisian virus, you know, from Artemis, or the Apollyon virus from Apollo, some stupid shit, because they are realizing that the people that took the second and third shot are now going to increase incrementally to die. Now, I've heard some rumors that they may be sending guards to come knocking on your door to give you a shot. They may be trying to force the shot like they're doing down in Australia. Now they're going to force the people of Australia to get these jabs. I'm surprised the people of Australia haven't revolted, went into the parliament and beat the living shit out of that prime minister. I really am surprised. You know, they're pretty mild temperament people, just like Canadians. But everyone has a limit. Even here, we have a limit. So I wouldn't be surprised that something like this may happen. Have you noticed? Remember what I said the other day, that we're going to start seeing politicians leave because they're going to head toward their little gestalt chamber or gestation chamber, and they're going to be, you know, decommissioned and downloaded into the AI or whatever. Well, since this shit has started, since the Georgia Guidestones has gone down, since the CERN has been activated, since they've been burning the whole frickin' planet, this has all been going on since the CERN activation. We have now had the British Prime Minister is resigning because of scandal and whatever. The French Prime Minister now is also resigning because of a scandal. An Italian Prime Minister is resigning because of a scandal. The Sri Lankan Prime Minister is resigning because of a scandal. They got an Estonian Prime Minister resigning. Japanese Prime Minister was faked in the assassination. I personally don't believe he was even shot. I didn't see any blood or any puddles of blood. Yeah, from that close range, for a man to be shot from that close range, yeah, from a sawed off, would have splattered whatever it had hit. And I didn't see any of that. A little tourniquet they put on him, a little pink dye on his shirt, you know. Maybe he was an alien, so, and he could take a bullet. Who knows? But anyway, that's like six prime ministers. And then Trump's wife, she's dead now, right? The first one. How convenient. And I said this, the celebrities and politicians and athletes, you're going to start seeing athletes also disappear. And we're going to see more politicians disappear. I'm waiting for our prime minister to get caught up with a scandal, because now he'll leave. He's made his billions. Now he'll be able to go ride in the sunset. And he'll leave Alana Freeland there. Christy Freeland, not Alana. Christy Freeland. She'll be running the show, a little nutcase we got there. Going to be running the show while little Tutti Frutti One Sock will be hiding in his little gestation chamber. Mark my words, I said this, it's already started. And we're going to see more of this. I'm waiting now for the Irish Prime Minister, because of this water bullshit that they're doing to the people of Ireland. There's another one I got today, that they're putting parasites in the water table of the Irish. Are you effing kidding me? This is pure murder. They're trying to F these people seven ways to Sunday. This is crazy what they're doing. Parasites and whatever, not even filtering the water from the looks of it. Like I said, we did our own little experiment. I think I had one on order. I don't know if I ordered one or not. But the only problem with those ionizers, and I will, again, this is just from what we were talking today. If there is something in the water that can create an oxidation effect to those metal rods that they're using, it will... It did penetrate into the iron, and the iron let go. It was like rust. So you may see a rust-like material in the water. That would be coming from whatever's in the water that would break it down. So we're looking at a lot of things with water. Okay, buddy of mine in the Netherlands, he's filming the rain. The rain is loaded with what appears to be some form of synthetic life form. Now, he's been targeting this stuff with biological things to try to wipe it out, and he's been giving a listing that's been, you know, posted before on what's using and what isn't working at all. You know, he's been writing that down. What else is in the water? Now, some of you are going to run out and get those filters, you know, that you screw on your shower or on your tap. Let me remind you about that technology. It's really shitty. But the amount of money you're going to spend, those filters will only last 3 days worth of use. That's it. Because there's so much crap in the water that it can congest those filters very quickly. They're not efficient. When I was looking at water about 20, 25 years ago, they were saying that the water table then had over 900,000 contaminants in it. Back then. That's before glyphosates, that's before, you know, chemtrails, shit coming down from the sky. It was happening then too, but, you know, we weren't taking that into consideration. Before black carbon, before they were burning three quarters of the planet down to ash, plus all the coal burning stacks releasing black carbon in the air. You know, it's a whole different world back then. So the water today is going to need to be as clean as possible. Now, I'm a big fan of distilled and reverse osmosis water. I'm not a fan of spring water, especially today. And if you are getting your water from a well, you may need to make sure you check that regularly just to be on the safe side, because you don't know what is going into the water table, especially if you live in farm country or if you live out in a rural area. You really don't know. They stopped, remember years ago, they were stopping people from collecting the water. Do you know why they were stopping the people from collecting the water? Because they would have seen that the rainwater was full of shit. That's why. And they would have stopped, didn't want people to know that what's in the air is coming down on them, which has all been planned. Chemtrails, geoengineering, nanometals, nanoparticulates, frequencies, all up in the sky. Compositions that have been created in the last 50 to 60 years as a result of the mixing of the atmospheric components. And then you got black carbon, which has a means of collecting these materials and then altering them. Imagine that. And you know what else I found interesting? You know, that for all this talk and all this bullshit on the carbon footprint, why are they burning the planet down to ash, releasing more carbon, which also produces atmospheric radiation as well? Atmospheric particle radiation, which then spreads across everywhere. So they got all these fires burning, spreading atmospheric particulate radiation. You're breathing that in. You know, I always say to a lot of people, will we ever be free of the nano? My response is always, you'll only be as free as you're working on removing it, because you'll be removing it until you die. And the reason why I say that is because we have over quadrillions of these nanites in the air. Nanoparticles are coming down constantly from chemtrails and other natural phenomena that may be occurring, or industrial phenomena that is also occurring. And now we have to add fires across the planet, because they're burning the frickin' planet to the ash. Imagine that. Now they want to use something called magnetogenetics. Magnetogenetics means that they can control your neural links, your neural connections in your body, your neurons, with a magnetic beam. Controlling with a magnetic beam. By inserting nanoparticles inside your body that are magnetic, so they can now activate a magnetogenetic device to alter the flow and communication between your cells. You think maybe these towers that they sprung up all over the place might be doing that to you? Just a thought. Imagine that, eh? So, all these particles that we have been exposed to for since 1947 and has continually being sprayed on the planet, you know, all across for global warming. They cause the global warming, just like they tell you that injections are good for you and they'll protect you. It's such bullshit. The injections have never, ever protected us. All they've ever done was turn off our DNA or our genetic code or our chromosomes. They turned off our immune system and then they infected us with poison. A poison that it would have embedded itself in the tissues and cells and would have been locked into the body so that the body would be in continual fight mode. No rest. Imagine that. Imagine that. No rest. Battle, you know. That kind of thing. It makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder who's doing what and why. How many are they going to take with them? How many are they going to take with them when they go? Let me read about the magnetogenetics. Okay? Just a little part here in regarding to what it does and what it is. And for some of you, you may think that targeting may be going to a new level. Magnetic stimulation of genetically targeted cells or magnetogenetics may enable researchers to apply magnetic stimulus through the brain of a freely moving animal in a non-invasive manner to study circuits that are deep within the brain or distributed over large areas. One approach of magnetogenetics with a well-described physical phenomenon relies on two components to be present in the tissue. Synthetic magnetic nanoparticles, ho ho ho, you think maybe you might have eaten some in your bread, in your pasta, in your rice, in your cereals, in your buckwheat, in your oatmeal, and your barley, and your quinoa, and your millet, and your corn, your rice. Think maybe you might have eaten something like that. I mean, how many times have had people have taken a magnet to Cheerios or some other cereals and have pulled out iron shavings that are in the cereal? Maybe that's what gets charged up and then gets delivered to the brain once it's been charged up so that now they are magnetic. Let me continue here. So, while there have been reports of magnetogenetics technologies, they rely on purely genetically encoded proteins. Can you dig it? You understand it? While there have been reports of magnetogenetic technologies that rely on purely genetically encoded proteins, where would we find that in the injections? Oh, I know. Lipid nanoparticles would carry those protein encoded materials inside and then would be activated. Once they got into the DNA, they would be then engage and then override or rewrite the DNA, shutting down your immune system like it's happening all around you. Why we have the new and improved outbreak called Ninja. Ooh, the Ninja virus. Ooh. How many of you throughout this whole scenario, the mask and the social distancing and dipping your hand in a solvent that can cause kidney damage and putting your diaper on your face, how many of you never wore these things? And then how many of you never got anything but an argument? I never wore any of this shit. None of it. Didn't wear a mask. Didn't get a jab. Didn't social distance. I was hugging everybody. And I sure as shit didn't use that shit on my hands when I walked in the store. They're putting those solvents in so they can absorb through the skin and go right to the brain, further causing brain damage. That's why I think why people are still wearing the mask today, because their part of their brain has been eaten up by the solvents that they're putting on their bodies. They'd go in and they start pumping away, boy, because you know, it was free. Then you see them go to the next store where you're at, and they go in and they pump some more. If they went shopping to 10 stores every time they'd go shopping, they would be pumping this shit on their hands. Talking about brain damage, talking about visual damage, respiratory damage, kidney damage, stomach damage, liver damage. A lot of them would have died from the overexposure of this bullshit. Or they're in really bad shape as a result. Because they listened to their government. Imagine that. This is what happens when you listen to a bunch of inept people that have the brains of a pea. And that's insulting the pea. And then further carry on with their so-called experts to further cause massive, massive death of family members. They want you dead. Period. These things that they're creating out of people is through the injections, through this, again, this encoded proteins in these jabs. It's not just the proteins they're making themselves. Proteins can be easily encoded because that's one of the things that converts to peptides that goes into creating your DNA. Imagine that. And now you don't have you anymore because you has left the building because they injected you with some shit you shouldn't have never taken. But here we are, ninja. Ooh, ninja. Where's my samurai sword? Ooh, I'm gonna go kill a ninja. That ninja virus, I'll kill it with a sword. Yes. Kill that thing. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. We're never gonna see the end of this. Today is the ninja. Tomorrow will be something else, you know. And the reason why they're bringing this stuff up now is because to further cover up the fact that their shit killed these people. So now they're fabricating another lie, saying a new outbreak of some new pathogen is now approaching the land, and you're going to need to get a jab. Because if you never got a jab, that means you're still going to be alive. And if you're still going to be alive when everybody else is dead, you're going to get good and pissed. And then you're going to go and take care of business. You know that song, Taking Care of Business? That's what you'll be doing. And what I mean by taking care of business, you will hold these officials to an account. Because if everyone is dead, everyone that's alive right now is dead. These bastards will not see a day in court. It's taken forever in Canada to get any kind of court movement. They're stalling. These are delaying tactics because they are trying to get rid of more of the population in Canada. And it looks like Australia as well. They want more people to be gone. So they'll forget all these things that have happened in the last 2.7 years of them killing Canadians. They killed Canadians. They're killing our country with flames. They're killing our country by allowing a rogue outfit like the WEF to come over here and steal our resources. And then you got a politician running around saying, the overlords or the grand poobah or whatever that's watching the gatekeepers. We gotta remove the gatekeepers. This is double speech. The gatekeepers are us. The ones warning you about those bastards. You can't call them anything else but bastards, because I don't know if they're even of the species of mankind. If they're not some bastard that was dropped off on the planet through, you know, that particle accelerator that may have opened up a portal. We don't know. Are they part of the Nephilim? We don't know. We don't know, because the last reset, they did the same thing, and they wiped out anybody and everybody that may have had any memory of what was going on back then. That's why we don't know who we are, and that's why we don't know what we are, really. Somehow, a lot of text from the last reset somehow got through. You know, like the Bible, for instance, that got through. I'm not sure why that would have or how it made it, but God must have figured a way to get it through without them even being aware of it. This is why we still know what we know and why we read what we read. So a lot of other books have also gotten through. And what I'm seeing with all these old texts, whether it be the Quran, the Bible, the Vedic scriptures, the Book of Golgotha, the native pass down of information, what we're seeing, if you really look at these books correctly and get past the religious horseshit that we've been told, what we're going to see in just about all these books, instead of calling them spiritual, because when we use the term spiritual, my estimation anyway, it's because we really don't know how to define something correctly, or we don't understand something correctly. So all of a sudden we call everything spiritual. Oh, the universe is so spiritual. Ooh, because we don't have a clue what's up there. But I think when we look at these old texts and we actually start looking at them correctly, we may see the same patterns of technology that they were on that we're on today. And we may see the same level of technology that where they have effed up, and we're going to do the same, because, well, apparently we don't know how to read anymore or interpret what we're reading. But we're recycling or we are repeating the same shit over and over and over and over again. In just the last century, we must have had at least 4 or 5 resets just in the last century alone. Hell, we're not even halfway through this one, and we've now probably had 2 resets so far in this. Remember when we were going from 2000, 1999 to 2000? That was a reset. They created a reset then. When the invasion forces were going into Iraq, that was another reset happening then as well. All this shit when China became the economic superpower, that was another reset again. You can pinpoint all these events that have occurred in just the last 25 years, and now this horse shit with this fake outbreak. And like I said, the only reason we have an outbreak happening is because the people that took the first injection and the second one are now going to die. And they expect a huge number of them to die. So now what they're going to do is they're going to try to coincide the death rate of these people that have taken those jabs with this new variant that they've just created, the ninja. Sounds like a little blender you can buy. $200 blender. Ninja. That's how I'm interpreting what I'm seeing. They're trying to coordinate the fact that so many people are going to be dying to coincide with this new outbreak. This is why they gave everybody a break. It wasn't because they, out of the kindness of their heart, They had to wait for those people that took those jabs to get to a point where their DNA is now corroded enough where they're going to start to keel over. So as a result, now we're going to have this new variant that's going to come in there. So now when these people start dying, see, look, they're dying from the ninja. Ooh, look, they're all dying. They're dying from the ninja. Ooh, look at the outbreak. Ninja, they all died. Ooh. They didn't die from the ninja. Because they didn't get the jab and they ain't been there long enough yet to make any effect. They're dying because of the way they were given those three jabs. I mean, that third one has four HIV proteins attached to the DNA. The life expectancy would have probably went from hero to zero in like 10 seconds. Here we are. Here we are. Singing the old song. You know, playing along. A buddy of mine sent me a video. It's a Monty Python video. And the guy is rolling down with a cart and says, what do you say? Bring your dead. Bring your dead. Bring your dead. Bring your dead. And this is all pre-programming. And you got, and then he comes to a guy who's got this old fella over his shoulder. And the guy says, will you take this guy? He says, I'm still alive. The old guy says, I'm still alive. And the guy says, no, you're not. Yes, I am. I'm feeling better every day. No, you're not. So, now this is an old guy. Okay, old guy. Old guy. Referencing a generation that is elderly. So he tries to talk to the guy, and the guy says, look, I can't put him on. He's still alive. This is, you know, I got a whole bunch of people up the road. He says, well, can't you do something for me? So when the guy turned around, the guy took his mace and clubbed the guy in the head, smashed his skull. Now he killed him. Same thing. You can correlate that to the same message that we're doing. I got the video, so you can watch it. You can correlate the same message to what's going on right now. People that are still older and not having any health issue whatsoever are now going to be executed because they need to get rid of them. Because, okay, this is the other thing I was thinking about today. A lot of you right now are taking care of your moms and your dads, you know, from in-laws or outlaws, whatever. But what happens if the resources all of a sudden become impossible to be able to get? How are you going to take care of your mom or your dad or the other person's mother and father if you can't get whatever you need for them? Whether they be medications. I was talking to a friend of mine, she's a nurse, she was saying that, you know, people have to get insulin, and if they can't get their insulin, you know, what if you have an older person that can't get their insulin? What happens? A lot of these people are going to drop dead because they're not going to be able to get access to their medications. The medications are a money maker for the most part, but in that situation they will become counterproductive to the vaccines because the vaccines that they're selling will make way more money. So if you can't use them to kill the people that you want dead and they're still alive, that's now a wasted product. We got a bioweapons manufacturer here in Canada called Moderna, okay, located in Quebec. Bioweapon creator, you know, it's a manufacturer in Canada. We're taking over the Ukraine spot and we're going to become the new bioweapons manufacturer in Quebec. I'm sure Pfizer will be coming up soon enough. They're going to create probably another bioweapons manufacturing facility, probably maybe around Toronto or maybe in Winnipeg. Who knows? Bioweapons manufacturer. This is what we have going. This is how we're making our money in Canada. We're going to be butchers. Well, not us. Our government's going to be butchers because they're in bed with Moderna anyway. You know, our prime minister's got money tied in the LNP, so he's got to have you buy, he's got to get you jabbed. He's got to get you jabbed, because if he doesn't get you jabbed, he's going to lose money on his investment. Imagine that. You need to get the jab. You're going to die if you don't get the jab. Get the jab. Get the effing jab already, will you? I'm going to lose money. That's what he should say. Take that bloody jab. I got to make a buck here. What's wrong with you? So what? You're going to die. Big deal. I need the money. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Now we got two health ministers that sort of disappeared in Alberta. Now Alberta and Canada. Not a prime minister. What the hell? I can't remember now. Get a little tired here. Shit, right on the tip of my tongue. The premiers. Kenny, the premier in Alberta. You don't hear about him anymore, too. Did he just slip into the shadow as well? Pay attention. Because as these people start slipping out, it's going to get crazy here. Because if the premiers run the show anyway, but if they start disappearing, then this is going to be Atlas Shrugged, but in reverse. I don't know if anybody read it. Those of you who've never read Atlas Shrugged, it's a story about how society had entrapped their people into the workforce, and was paying scientists, engineers, electricians, and millwrights, and anybody who had skilled trades, treating them like shit, didn't give them any real value for their work. But the politicians and the athletes, again, the politicians and the athletes, gave themselves the highest amount of wealth that they could have, but they were complete blithering idiots. Didn't know how things worked at all. So they kept on overloading and overworking the work staff, they overworked the engineers, they overworked the electricians, the people that worked with natural gas, and they kept on overloading. Finally, one by one, they started to quit. They realized that they weren't appreciated, they weren't making enough money, and they said, let it go. And they quit. So after a while, you know, one by one, they start leaving. And so the workload was then redistributed to those who stayed around. So now they're working morning, noon, and night. No rest, no food, nothing. Finally, what happened is the workforce completely quit. This is a message for Canada. Especially Canada. So what happened was the politicians and the athletes now had to run and maintain the infrastructure of their specific towns and city. So when they got into the arena of technology and mechanics and chemistry, none of them had a clue on any of it. So it wound up happening eventually that the environment of that city completely collapsed and came down crashing. Now, what we're seeing is the same thing, but in reverse. They are now the politicians who are leaving. They have set the ball in motion. And now they know what's coming down the pipe, and they're now leaving the building. Imagine that. The other day I talked about an athlete who was supposed to come up here to Canada and said he wasn't going to get the shot, didn't need the shot, contacted his doctor. Doctor said, no, you don't need it. And then what happened was Canada, the government of Canada, which has absolutely no medical integrity whatsoever, unless you call executing people with a needle, you know, integrity. I don't know, but I don't. So he said no, and he didn't give a shit about his job either. He said his job, his health was worth more than his job. We need to have that mindset in this country. And then also at the same time work together, because if they do decide not to give you any more money, no retirement pension plans, none of this shit, that's just them ripping off more people. That's why they want the elderly dead and those who are collecting any kind of government pension, because that's diminishing their stock options, that's diminishing their profit margin, that's diminishing their luxury. Imagine that. Their luxury. So when one sock leaves, you know that Canada will be devastated. Just like Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, when the president left, he stole billions from the country. Billions. It's important that we understand that today's times, not to trust anybody in politics. None of them. They will all turn on you. I would even tell you disregard going to vote because it doesn't mean anything. I was listening to a congressman down in the States and she's saying that there's only three companies that are taking care of the votes in America and they don't disclose or talk about their security measures. You can't get anything out of them and they can all be hacked. We're probably using the same three systems up here in Canada. Imagine that. So you go to vote for the other guy and one sock gets the vote. You go to vote for the other guy and one sock gets the other vote. One sock. That's where we're at today. Yeah, that's where we're at today. You know, Oh, China. I forgot to mention China. How could I forget to mention China? China. I started talking about it in the beginning. They're going broke, and they're going broke fast. They have followed the way of the Western world. When they had a boom, they were spending it. They were buying all kinds of stuff. Now they're going into a bust. And they're going to take the world with them. Because everybody is tied to China. So if they go bust, we will be in a black hole, the rest of the planet. It's great thinking on the political... on the political leadership that we have. Leadership. I don't think anyone could lead themselves to a glass of water, to be honest with you, but hey, that's my thinking. Totally useless. I think I got everything. Did I get everything? Hold on. Yeah. Okay. We're also dealing with nanoplastics in the air. And nanoplastics in the air, and you're breathing them in, don't come out that easy either. And what can happen with them is they can get caught up in the endocrine system or into the organs and start breaking you down. So I was looking up something I saw today, PM 2.5. PM 2.5 is a particulate matter at 2.5 microns that you are able to breathe anything to that number and below is considered safe. At PM 2.5, you are now in the red zone, danger zone. Imagine that. And now we have plastics in the air, black carbons in the air, titanium borates in the air. We have silica in the air, thorium, strontium, uranium, plutonium, iron, aluminum, all in the air. And you're breathing that stuff in. This is why everyone's having respiratory stress, because everyone's breathing this shit in. You're eating it as well. So when you eat the stuff, remember, it just because it goes into the intestinal tract, into the stomach, into the intestinal tract, into the liver doesn't mean it can't translocate somewhere else in the body. And not just necessarily through the intestinal wall, also through the stomach lining, through the esophageal lining. It could penetrate right through and go someplace else and then begin to engage in assembling. Imagine that. So if you're seeing that the air quality is beyond, past 2.5 and you do have a respiratory issue, you may want to avoid going out. And we may have to start doing what the Chinese were doing way back in the day when they had all this pollution in the air. It was so thick that it was at ground level. People were walking around with oxygen masks just to get to work. Imagine that. Here we are, 2020, being prepared to be taken out by a ninja. Ooh, ninja. Makes you wonder if the thing was made in Japan. It gives you that perspective, you know. Was this made in Japan? Or was this made in China? So, like I said, you know, we are dealing and going to be dealing with a whole variety of different things. You know, be prepared to the best of your ability. And, you know, try to start thinking in terms of solutions. Solutions, you know. It's important that you start thinking in those realms. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind her down because I'm a little tired because I was pushing this a little too late tonight. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what, you know, what he was really all about. Read the book of Revelations because that's the playbook. Read the whole New Testament. You should start there because it's a new covenant. So if you're going to read the gospels, start there. Okay, you need to start there. Because the other is for a new covenant, and we're under the covenant that Christ brought. So you might want to start reading what he had to say. On the top of the page, we got people as well who are trying to help anybody they can. So if you know you want to help them out financially, anybody you want to help, please do so. If you can't help, don't worry about it. Remember, you were taken out by a bunch of despotic alien politicians that didn't give a shit about you. So in other words, you start building for yourself, start getting back on your feet, and get prepared to your best of your ability. Alrighty, like I said, you know, share the information. If you don't have the money, please share the information. You know, you never know who you're going to help. You never know. Alrighty, on that note, I always say we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.